You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, I love days like this because we have some good news to share for those, looking at your weekend travel for the holiday and thinking, oh, the gas, and maybe even considering the grocery store and the hamburgers and hot dogs and cost. Well, Emma Waters, who's joining us, has some great news. Emma, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, Steve. It's great to be with you.
So the administration, I hope what I've seen at DailySignal.com comes to fruition and we actually see some lower prices, hopefully soon, at supermarket.
That is absolutely right. I think that for many Americans, the cost of grocery and particularly, gas and grocery store prices has really been one of the issues weighing on Americans, where the cost has gone up anywhere between 0.6 and I think 3%, depending on if you're looking at grocery prices versus energy. So the felt weight of more expensive groceries has not just been in your imagination. It's certainly been borne out in the numbers, but the Trump administration made a very exciting announcement this week that they were reversing a 2023 technology transitions rule that was enacted under the Biden era EPA, during the Biden era under the EPA. And this would have actually placed significant cost burdens on grocery stores because they were going to phase out certain fluids used in refrigerators and other appliances. So we're not talking directly about the cost of food, but this EPA ruling would have actually made it much more expensive for grocery stores to function. So what the Trump administration announced is that they would be rolling back this rule. They would not be taking out this certain kind of refrigerant so that there was not an imposed additional cost on grocery stores. And this means that the overall cost of our groceries will go down because this would have affected not only the price of the groceries, but also the transportation costs, the appliances that were keeping many of our foods cool and cold. And so it's one of those things where it's not directly changing the price of the food, but it is indirectly impacting the price of the food because it's making it easier for grocery stores to provide it.
All right. Well, something absolutely to look forward, hopefully sooner than later. And, you know, I mentioned gas, and it is higher now than it was shortly after President Trump took office. We saw the prices go down, and they've gone back up. Let me put this little footnote in that comment, though. They are still lower than the highest during the Biden administration. I think we managed through that, and I think we can manage through this. And certainly if our grocery prices are going down, Emma, we'll be enjoying that as well. Anything at the grocery store you've been cutting back on? You're hoping to increase in intake here soon?
You know, if my two daughters were here, they would just say berries, berries, and more berries. So yeah. I'm sure we'll get to enjoy some good fruit this summer because of it.
Well, I tell you what, what a great dessert. Berries with whipped cream. You get your antioxidants and a little, God makes some pretty good candy, doesn't he?
That he does. It's a favorite around here.
All right. Well, Emma, thanks for your time. I'd encourage our listeners to go to heritage.org or dailysignal.com. Look for that article at dailysignal.com. Big savings. Trump says slashing this regulation will lower grocery prices. So, Emma, thanks again. Look forward to having you back on real soon.
Sounds great, Steve. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You too. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.